Hello. We've all heard the expression that in business, nothing beats the personal touch. So how would adding a bot to your accounting team help your practice get even more personal? Well, the answer is coming up in this episode of the podcast, which we're calling My Name is Alan, and I'll be your bot for today. Welcome to the Go Beyond Disruption podcast, where you'll get weekly insights from inside the accounting and finance profession that help you keep ahead of the curve, whatever business you're in, wherever you do your work, and whatever disruption you're facing. This week, we're talking to the team behind Gapify, an accounting automation startup based in San Francisco. I'm joined by Gapify founder and CEO Jotham Tai, as well as by sales VP James Hall. And I think I also need to mention a third name who will be part of our conversation later, more about Alan later. And while we're on the subject of names, mine is Kyle Hannon, and I'm based at the AICPA and SEMA office in the city, which, for those who didn't know, is the formal name of London's financial district. It's mid-2020. Everything around us is changing, particularly what we do with our time at home and at work, and the ways that technology and innovative services are helping us make more effective use of that time. And that's why we're talking to the team from Gapify. I'll start with CEO and founder, Jotham Tai. Jotham, where are you joining us from?
Hi, Kyle. I am joining you today from New York City. So we have an office here that's right next to Times Square and around the corner from the NASDAQ.
Do you have a view, or are you one of those people that sits down at street level? You have an office on the 14th floor, but nothing beats working on the coffee shop on the ground floor.
You're actually pretty close. It's not the 14th floor, but it's one floor down, the 12th.
There you go.
Good guess.
Now, to many people, they'd say, well, what about the 13th? But of course, that's just the way you number your buildings, isn't it? We're also joined by James Hall. James, you're not in the office today, are you?
I am not. I'm also based in New York City, but am about 15 blocks from Jotham, working from the comfort of my living room.
So how do the Gapify team connect with the finance and accounting profession? Let's start with Jotham. What is Gapify? How did it start?
So Gapify is a cloud-based provider of process bots for corporate accountants. So basically, and I know we'll talk about Alan soon, our process bot, his name is Alan. He performs the repetitive processes and tasks that CPAs that support larger organizations, he performs tasks such as vendor onboarding, customer collections. But our goal is to essentially get CPAs like myself out of the day-to-day mundane repetitive tasks and have Alan take that on for them.
What did Gapify do to first catch people's attention? Because you made some waves when you started, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. And the way we actually started first, Kyle, was as more of a traditional cloud company. So we offered a toolkit of different automations that can help automate specific accounting tasks. But we had a pivot a year or two after we started. And we figured that by allowing our program to just operate other programs, we can create this bot model in which, our bot Alan can just be a user in an accounting system and take on your work from there. So I think in terms of how we got put on the map, I think it was more from a functional perspective first. So we actually started our company and are still headquartered in San Francisco. But a lot of the fast growing large tech companies, they want to elevate their accounting teams. And the only way to do that is obviously through automation.
This is a combination of all sorts of things, isn't it? There's a bit of AI, which could mean artificial intelligence. It could mean assisted information. There's a bit of RPA, what used to be called robotics, but robotic process automation. There's a whole bunch of smart stuff that goes into this, and it's a fast-changing landscape. And that, I suppose, when you talk about people keeping an eye on that landscape, we can talk to James Hall. James, you joined a couple of months ago. What's your background? Are you an accountant as well?
Yes. And while I'm not a CPA by trade, I do join Gapify from a large research and advisory firm, Gartner, where I work very closely with CFO, controller, chief accounting officer clients to really understand their challenges and pain points. And Kyle, the comment I'd hear most frequently is that in today's world, there's a tremendous opportunity And the business is really hungry for more data and insights from finance to help make the right decisions to drive more growth. But the unfortunate reality is that there's so much manual work to take care of each day, each week, each month. It's really hard to get everything done, and we're missing an opportunity to make a big impact. So when I was introduced to Jotham and Gapify and learned about how our automation could really change how accounting work gets done inside companies, it was clear to me that the opportunity is massive and a really easy decision to come on board.
Let's take the opportunity to climb a pretend hill and look down at the whole landscape and get a sense of what the automation world looks like. Give us a bird's eye view of what's happening in the world of automation right now. James.
Sure. We're really starting to see both executive leadership and the frontline staff really start to come around and warm up to the idea of a digital worker being a part of their team, just like any other human team member, right? So, you know, we'll talk about Alan again a little bit later, but, our clients really view Alan as a member of their staff, just like anybody else, right? So he's assigned specific responsibilities across AP or AR or general ledger accounting. I guess the one caveat is you don't have to worry about Alan ever needing a sick day or perhaps, jumping ship for another company, and he'll work 24/7 too.
Would you say that bots are becoming more popular? Are people doing different things with bots? What else is happening out there?
Yes, bots are definitely becoming more popular. Folks are starting to realize that for many years, a lot of the work that people have been doing is, low value and oftentimes also undesirable. And so our goal is for Alan to take over a lot of the really mundane, repetitive, low value, boring tasks that quite frankly, nobody really wants to do, but at the same time are critical for the business, right? So, the idea is that if through leveraging a bot solution, a lot of this low value work can be effectively managed. That then frees up the staff to spend their time on a lot more strategic, interesting initiatives that can really help drive the business forward.
Jotham, James used the word critical, and I know that automation has, especially now, a particularly critical role to play when supporting accountants through this period of the pandemic. So let me throw some other buzzwords at you. We've talked about automation. I've used things like AI, RPA, digital transformation, all of those are getting a lot of attention in the accounting and the finance context. So are there any new buzzwords, any new bits of jargon, tech vocab that we need to start paying attention to?
Yeah, a couple come to mind. At the top of my mind, it is the new expression lower lift vertical RPA. With companies like UiPath and Blue Prism paving the way for general RPA, there is now an evolution happening, in front of us, which is you have providers like ourselves looking for more efficient ways to deploy bots in an organization. Not only that, but, instead of having, more generic bots that do data entry and processing, what we're seeing now is a shift towards specialization and verticalization of bots. I use lower lift vertical RPA, because it is definitely a buzzword that I'm hearing as I'm talking to potential investors and VCs. There's definitely a lot of interest in that area. But again, I have to give credit to the UiPaths and the Blue Prism for making RPA itself mainstream for larger enterprises over the last couple of years.
Lower lift vertical RPA. Yep, that, I have to say, is the first time I've ever heard that used. Well, okay. New to me, not new to you. So let's talk about some of those concepts and solutions that have already been around for a couple of years now. Jotham, when you first started catching people's attention a couple of years back, but what do you think has been the biggest change since the days of pre-Gapify? And I don't mean in terms of changes caused by the pandemic. Are you still looking at the same big ideas now as you were a couple of years back when you started?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a big shift, Kyle, from, when I first started in the profession about 20 years ago. It was pretty well known to accountants coming out of college that, you know, spreadsheets were a big part of our lives as an accountant. But what's really fascinating, Kyle, is the new wave of accountants that we're seeing enter, you know, the workforce and the profession is that spreadsheets is not something they want to do, right? So for the longest time and really, you know, in the last 15 years, the only disruption in our space has been the prominence of cloud applications. But you know, because cloud apps didn't really get us to a higher, you know, high enough level of automation, you know, this is where AI and bots and RPA come in and fill that gap. And you know, I think the new wave of accountants that are again entering our space are seeking it. So you know, it's no longer the status quo. You know, I'm going to spend the entire day on day plus one of a month-end close on a spreadsheet. Like, we need to do better. And you know, the great thing is that execs are starting to sponsor these types of initiatives. So digital transformation, you know, as many people know, has been a hot topic for the C-suite. So I think we've got some good strong waves to support this new wave of technology itself.
I'm interested to know whether that is becoming even more important, because if anything, this pandemic and the lockdowns around the world have shown us all that there are plenty of different ways to get a day's work done, and there's plenty of different ways to do it, as well as plenty of places you can end up doing your work, not all of them of your own choosing. In the past, you used to be able to pick a coffee shop or a conference room or your office or a park with always available Wi-Fi, ubiquitous internet broadband connectivity everywhere, but that's not the same for everyone. As the ideas of a workplace change around us, I mean, we just heard here in the UK that one of the biggest banks have now said that they won't be insisting that people come to work until next, come back to the office, that is, until next year, 2021. We're seeing technology become even more important. Would you say that technology and the ways it can assist and change what we do and the way we do it, do you think technology has become even more important now because of the pandemic? Or do you think we're just using it in different ways?
That's a great question, Kyle. And our customers tell us that technology is going to become even more important going forward. The impact of the pandemic has really caused organizations to accelerate their digital transformation efforts. You know, years of change happening literally almost overnight as everyone kind of scrambled to go remote in March, and that companies now have a responsibility to help employees stay productive in this new distributed world. Regardless of what function you're in, work is very different now. Your desk setup isn't the same. You have kids and pets running around. The hours all seem to run together, and there's no hallway chat to just get quick answers from colleagues. So a lot of the previously routine processes, unfortunately, take a lot more time to get done, and there's more room for error. And that's where automation can really play a huge role. So Gapify helps accounting teams stay efficient and really productive in this new working environment, connecting accountants and to customers and vendors and business partners in a really automated fashion. So the idea is that by allowing Alan to handle a lot of the processing and collection of data, you can give those hours back to the team to actually analyze the output of Alan's work and use that to inform strategy as companies and as individuals start to go back into the office. They're not going to also want to go back to the old ways of getting things done. And so we believe firmly that a lot of the lessons learned while being remote are going to stick and will help companies remain really efficient going forward.
You work a lot with sales literature, and there's something that I've seen you use in some of Gapify's literature. The phrase is doing more with the same. Is that right?
Exactly.
These days, nothing feels the same, does it? So, well, how does this technology help us do more with what's suddenly different?
Right. So that's really our vision for how Alan will support accounting teams going forward. If you think about the typical life cycle of a company, as the business grows, you're consistently bringing on more customers, more orders, developing new products, which means more vendors. Ultimately, you're planning to go public. There's going to be more reporting and regulatory requirements for the accounting team. So just over time, there becomes more and more and more work for the accounting team to manage. but by offloading a lot of the lower value work that comes along with this growth, the staff can appropriately spend more time on the strategic activities to really help drive the business forward, right? So this concept of, to go back to your question about buzzwords, right? Scaling the back office is something that, you know, you've been hearing a lot of lately, and every company talks about wanting to accomplish. And, you know, when we think about scale, the way to do that is through leveraging automation to really help work get done faster and more efficiently, and without having to incrementally spend more money on additional headcount.
If you look at where technology and the profession are going, let's say we took the pandemic out of the equation. Why does this kind of technology really seem so important right now for a business?
Right. So Alan really streamlines all the connection points of accountants, right? So if you think about the typical day of an accounting team member, it probably looks something like working with vendors and trying to track down and hunt for information, connecting with business partners from other functions and internal stakeholders, working with customers. So the job can really pull you in many different directions. And both the volume of this work and the level of complexity of that work is increasing at a really rapid pace, right? So simply put, it takes more hours in the day to get the same amount of work done than ever before. And so there's this dynamic where, regardless of a pandemic, accounting teams were already stretched extremely thin, and they're being asked to do more, right? And so the traditional answer has been, well, let's continue to hire more folks. But in the environment we're in right now, that's simply not an option, right? So really the only way to help the teams stay above water is to bring on a solution like Alan to ultimately, you know, free up the staff to spend more time on a lot of the escalations and the analysis, and less time doing really repetitive, you know, low value, monotonous type of work.
This one's for Jotham. When you thought about setting up Gapify, help me understand why a company would look at a bot and say, that is for us.
Yeah, well, I can give you an accountant answer because I'm still an accountant regardless of whether I'm a founder now of a startup company. But the answer to that, Kyle, is very functional, right? So the why we did it and why customers sign up for Gapify is because it gets results. It gets stuff done. You know, there's definitely a percentage of the population and our customer base that are fascinated by, you know, this new concept of bot technologies. But at the end of the day, Kyle, I think it's more about, you know, just getting work done faster and getting it done accurately. So yeah, I think the why is still the foundation of the why is still a functional answer, which is we can put out financial statements faster. They're going to be accurate and reliable. And I'm not going to have to work nights and weekends as an accountant to get my work done.
And you talk about all that work, and focus on spreadsheets is actually just a tiny bit of the bigger picture in a company, isn't it? Because it's all about the other peripheral, the supplementary systems and processes, especially the legacy ones that sit around the core functions of a business. Those, I think, are where most of the real improvements can be made. I mean, the number of people we talk to that say, well, as we grow, as we change, we suddenly discover we've got all these old systems with what used to be customized interfaces built in so we could do stuff, make our own shortcuts, customize things in the past. But suddenly that all becomes a bit of a minefield. And sometimes you've just got to refresh everything. And sure, you can make them all work together or replace them. When it comes to your vision, were you looking at replacing all these other platforms, or did you just see a way that you could speed up how they all interacted with each other?
Yeah, well, it's definitely the latter. And the existing software applications that support accounting teams today is still essential. But what we're really trying to change is and I guess to take a step back, when you look at the traditional applications in accounting today, the orientation is, you know, one where an accountant still has to hop on and log into that system and perform work within it, right? So an expense report solution is great because you can log in as an accounting user and you can manage the payments of expense reports. But there's still a manual action expected of you as a human in that system. So with Alan, we want him to be programmed to do what we humans are doing in these applications. So to answer your question, these applications are still important because Alan needs to operate a system, right? And so that's how we see our solution interacting with the other applications in the ecosystem.
Right, because sometimes reinventing the wheel is, it's a big job. You have to admit it. A lot of spokes. You just want stuff to keep going around, don't you? And that's so important these days, especially. We'll be getting around to talking about Alan in a minute or two. I'm Kyle Hannan. You're listening to the Go Beyond Disruption podcast, and we are talking to Jotham Tai and James Hall of Gapify. You can find this and more than 100 other episodes of the podcast at gobeyonddisruption.com. New episodes every week. We talk about technology, human intelligence, and all from the perspective of the finance and accounting profession. And you can find those episodes totally free on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your audio. And what we're finding on this episode of the podcast is two guests talking about a robot. We're talking to Jotham Tai and James Hall of Gapify. And I think, Jotham, it's time for us to talk about Alan. Who is he or it?
Well, so the easiest and simplest way to describe Alan is he's simply a program that operates other accounting programs. So by design, we've structured Alan so that he acts as an assistant to CPAs that support larger corporate accounting operations. All of the logic and rules that Alan operates is rules-based programming, right? So this is fundamentally different from traditional RPA that accomplishes automations via screen scraping. The way Alan works is, you know, just the simplest way to put it would be a bunch of if-then formulas that we find in Excel, you know, strung together to create fully automated processes.
And does that mean that if I were to see Al doing his work, he would look like a chatbot? Would I know that he's even at work?
That's a great question. So because our model is where Alan becomes a user of your accounting system, you can actually track Alan's activities just like any other human user. So all the audit logs and audit history that if you, Kyle, were doing things in an Oracle or NetSuite or SAP, you know, those same types of activities that would record you as you're navigating around the system, you would see Alan's name, you know, with the same concept as well. So you'll see Alan recording a new journal entry or processing a new vendor in the same way that, you know, it would show if you did it yourself.
So does that mean it would come up as a little pop-up notification like we may get from MS Teams or any one of the different systems we may use in the enterprise or in the company? We may get a notification that Alan has updated an entry. Alan has shared a report, compiled some type of evaluation, completed an exercise, and we get that in Outlook or in whatever we're using in G Suite. Would it be like someone else sitting on our elbow working, just never going home?
Well, we can have Alan report whatever he's doing to the teams that he's supporting. And, you know, really the experience is very custom to the organization. So if they want to be notified anytime Alan, you know, processes a certain type of transaction, because their ERP system allows for that level of notification, you know, we can easily enable that and have Alan, you know, run that notification himself. But what we actually usually find, Kyle, with our existing customer base is, you know, Alan's treated in the same way as any other human, right? So you may have month-end reporting that shows Alan, you know, reaching out to a couple hundred customers on following up on late payments. So, you know, we haven't really seen a correlation where the amount of notification and history, there's no correlation between Alan having or needing more history than what a normal human would in a normal environment. So, again, I think the short answer is we can custom tailor what Alan reports to you based on what your policies and processes dictate. And that's one of the beauty with our application. We can configure that without any code. And, you know, again, just make Allen fit for your design for your operation specifically.
That was really interesting. You said you can do so without any code. And perhaps this is a question now for James. I'm going to ask you to put your kind of salesman's hat on, James. I don't know if this is going back before your time, but there used to be a time when using a Windows machine that they had this artificial intelligence character which would zip onto the screen and offer to help you. And you could.
Oh, the dancing paperclip?
That's the one, Clippy. This is probably Windows 95 or something like that. And I know things have moved on. If you take us behind the scenes for a minute, when you demo this bot solution, which has a human name instead of something that sounds like a piece of software, what are some of the reactions you get? What are some of the typical questions that people might put their hands up and say, yeah, that's all very well, but answer me this. Take us to that kind of interaction.
Sure. So usually the questions people have are first wanting to understand what Allen can do. And then secondly, how does he work? And then third, they get really excited about our current use cases and then start thinking of all sorts of other areas that when they look across their broader accounting chain that they would love for Allen to be able to operate. It's really fun to present the Gapify solution to prospective customers because they, you know, generally think kind of a no-brainer really to have Allen do something when they think about where their organization is, you know, probably ripe to automate several processes. And then very quickly, they have additional ideas. And as they get more comfortable working with Allen, they can't wait to train him to do other things across the business as well.
They want to see what L can do. And I know that when we look at a PC, when we look at any computer, we do like to get evidence that something is at work. So when Allen is at work, and I know Jotham spoke to this as well. Does Allen have a face, a logo, an icon that represents him in a chat window or something like that? I mean, you've given it a name, but does it have a face?
Yeah, well, Kyle, most of his interactions today are emails and form-based, right? So in accounting, especially in corporate accounting, it's very important to have very fixed structure on the type of data that you're collecting. Because that data is then leveraged to do some, you know, really technical calculations like, you know, sales reserve and bad debt allowance. So because it's strict and the data that we need to ingest is very strict, it's not like your traditional chatbot where you have an open interaction and Allen interprets what he thinks you're saying. So it's more prescriptive than that.
It wouldn't be like the chatbots that we may be so used to seeing when we're interacting with our bank or when we're trying to make a booking online. This is something different. It's going on behind the scenes and doing something different because it's not designed to provide for a simulation of a human interaction. It's designed to get on and crunch data and come back to you with stuff that helps you do your job better.
That's exactly right. And I would again highlight that the consequence of not interpreting data correctly in the job of an accountant is substantial, right? So yes. If we collect the wrong information because Allen is having a chatbot-like interaction with you and we don't apply the right rules, your IRS tax payments may be off or your financial statements to the SEC may not be correct. So it's got a very structured feel to it. But there's still an interaction, Kyle. So Allen is still sending emails. He's collecting data. He's still autonomously working behind the scenes to crunch the numbers. But it's not in the same format that we're used to in, you know, travel sites and other places.
So thinking about this, you mentioned the IRS. You talked about the specificity and the context of the functions and the processes that a bot like Allen can make a little easier. Is this something that would only work in certain markets? Is this designed to assist companies working under US tax law regimes? Or is it something that can be more global, depending on how much you can put into Allen's knowledge base to be perhaps up to date with what's happening in UK tax law, EU tax law, perhaps other parts of the world as well, South Africa, for example?
Yeah, well, today, Kyle, we actually have Allen processing transactions across over, I think the count is 66 different countries. And so the tax rules may be different from jurisdiction to jurisdiction, but the underlying work steps, Kyle, is still fundamentally the same. So it's the activity of, you know, going to another application and getting data, or maybe confirming it with a third party, and then running some kind of computation based on local accounting rules. So that whole format is very similar wherever you take it. So it doesn't have to be US GAAP. It can be IFRS. It could be, you know, IRS. It could be for VAT calculations. So, you know, we've synthesized very global use cases into Alan's logic.
Fantastic. I think that's important because we are listened to in about 160 countries. And to know that the insights, the developments that we speak about, which may be happening in one part of the world, are certainly applicable in a much wider market. I think that's really important. But talking of maps, let me look at a calendar. I realized when we originally talked in mid-May this year, I think I read somewhere that someone had said that Alan actually had a birthday, which is round about mid-May. And I'm not sure why that was, but that got me thinking. And I don't know who wants to take this one, whether it's you, James, but what do you get a bot for its birthday?
Yeah, well, you know, Alan is a very precocious three-year-old now, and he loves to learn. And as we've been working behind the scenes to roll out new products and services for our customers, Alan's birthday present was that he was programmed to perform several additional new tasks to help support the, broader accounting operations for our clients. So, we don't want Alan to ever get bored. And, luckily, as we've continued to grow, there is, endless supply of work for Alan to manage on behalf of our customers. And so, yeah, his birthday present was that he's continuing to learn new skills, and Jotham and other folks on our product team are teaching him new ways to work and new actions to perform.
You know, he sounds like a fast developer, but I keep on expecting that, you know, even when you're 3 or 4 year old, you'd still want cake, wouldn't you? Maybe that's for another time. Jotham, let's talk about what is around the corner. Maybe not how many candles go on the cake, but what developments lie ahead. Our typical listener likes to keep ahead of the curve. So perhaps you could help us out with giving us a sense of the next disruption that we can expect in the area of bot development.
Yeah, you asked about buzzwords earlier, Kyle, and I've got another one for you. And I actually like to take credit for this one because it's not widely socialized yet, but something that I am certainly seeing now in at least the corporate environment. And this is the concept of a bot stack, right? So this whole notion that, you know, you have one bot provider for your entire corporate organization. I think, you know, we're now seeing specialized bots in different parts of the business, whether it be finance or accounting, or different bots for sales and marketing. So I think you're going to start hearing about, you know, teams talking about their bot stack in the same way that, you know, people talk about their cloud stack today. So, I think bots are so effective in, not only performing day-to-day responsibilities like Alan, but, you know, when it comes to insight and providing, you know, and maybe highlighting risk areas for certain expense transactions. There's so many different things that bots can do, and each bot provider is going to do something, maybe better than the next, but there's no reason why teams shouldn't invest in a bot stack to do different things within their organizations.
So bot stacks, that's another thing I've not heard of. Before we wrap up, let's do some signposting. James, if anyone would like to find out more about automation, about your work at Gapify, or find out more about Alan, what are some resources you'd recommend?
Yeah, well, shameless plug for CPA.com. You guys have some great resources around automation and how the accounting profession is evolving generally, as well as the usual suspects. McKinsey has written some really good work lately on how bots are impacting accounting. And my former company, Gartner, is also doing a lot of work to study the impact of automation on finance. As it relates to Gapify specifically, the best place to go is directly to us. So we love talking with clients and prospective clients and accounting leaders every day. Find us on our website, reach out to Jotham or me directly on LinkedIn, and we would love to connect.
Thanks, James. And of course, we'll have links to those LinkedIn profiles in the show notes to this episode. Finally, Jotham Tai, founder of Gapify. Let's pretend you get to print your own Go Beyond Disruption t-shirts. There's room for one sentence on the front. What would that sentence be? What do you think accounting and finance professionals can take away from our conversation today that will help them go beyond disruption?
Well, Kyle, we have a customer who actually joked that her husband says Excel is her best friend. So we like to think that being friends with Alan is a lot more fun than Excel. So especially given that we're in New York, let's go with, I heart Alan.
Perhaps on the back, we can put a little message from Alan, which says, please send cake. And we'll leave it there in our conversations about bot stacks, lower lift vertical RPAs, and L, the bot who never needs cake, but can eat as much data as you can throw at it or him. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us on the Go Beyond Disruption podcast. All the best with what L has for the rest of 2020. And of course, we'll put notes to everything you've referenced, as well as links to Gapify's website and to your LinkedIn profiles in our show notes. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. You can find out more about Go Beyond Disruption at gobeyonddisruption.com. More than 100 episodes to find your way through. We talk about RPA, AI, and all sorts of technologies that are driving the biggest changes in the finance and accounting profession globally today. My name is Kyle Hannan. I work from the AICPA and SEMA office in the heart of London. And wherever you happen to be listening to us right now, thank you for giving us your time. We'll be back with more insights that will help you and your profession to go beyond disruption. Till next time, keep safe, keep listening, and goodbye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Beyond Disruption, brought to you by the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants. Learn more about today's topic at AICPA-CIMA.com/disruption. This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. It is provided with the understanding that the association, its affiliates, and subsidiaries are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional services. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The association, its subsidiaries, and affiliates make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to and assume no responsibility for the content or application of the material contained herein and expressly disclaim all liability for such damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.